World War I and II, the fact that great powers no longer fight each other openly has substantially reduced the loss of life from wars. Historians refer to the period after World War II as the Long Peace. In addition, since the end of the Cold War in 1989, civil wars, genocides, and other conflict have also fallen off dramatically. Pinker refers to this as the New Peace. Finally, since 1948, there has been an international move toward accepting the rights of women, gay people, racial minorities, women, and other marginalized groups. This rights revolution has reduced aggression and violence throughout the world. Many people argue that aggression is a natural, unavoidable impulse, which must be periodically released. This argument suggests that there is no way to restrain violence. However, the truth is that violence has complicated evolutionary and causal roots. People commit predatory violence in order to satisfy a desire for food, sex, or other gratification. They may also engage in violence to show dominance. This is especially true of men, whose evolutionary instinct is to try to intimidate each other to impress or win mates. Revenge is a strong motive for violence. Quick revenge on someone who hurts you can help deter further attacks. People sometimes engage in violence for pleasure or sadism, although this is relatively rare.